For those who prefer their cars rocket-powered, flying in high with no boost but holding on to the dream, it's Knox Phoenix and Savage coming to you live from Manfield.
Well, they're coming, man. Are you ready for them?
Are you ready? Because I don't know. I think I was born ready, but.
Well, I've been training pretty seriously for a good while now, and I think I have a good shot of making it into the Rocket League event at the 2016 Rio Olympics.
Didn't the Rio Olympics already happen? No. Was that the World Cup? Was
nope,
the World Cup
nope.
in Rio?
The World Cup was in Brazil.
It was?
I don't know.
It's like close.
Yeah, I think so.
It's basically. So I think we should switch the World Cup.
It shows how cultured we are, I suppose, because we're cultured. Not very cultured. What kind of like sections of a Rocket League event would there be at the Rio Summer Olympics?
The Rio Summer Olympics.
There'd be an aerial contest.
There would be a freestyling contest. There would be. Okay. I think it would be pretty similar to what the RLC Pro League did. So we'd have a nice little, we'd have a dribbling contest, we'd have a cool little freestyling contest. I think they would add in a golf section.
What about, like, you know how there's like curling in the Winter Olympics? What if they did like Rocket League curling with like several balls? Yeah, that'd be fun. That should be the next sport.
That'd
screw volleyball and screw Rocket League golf. I think we should have some Rocket League curling.
Well, let's not go crazy here. Rocket League golf will be the next sport that comes to Rocket League. But after that, I mean, I guess curling would be pretty fun too.
Well then, you know what? We're doing a live show. People don't want to hear us talk about like how we dream about Rocket League being in the Olympics. They want to hear us talk about just actual Rocket League. So why don't you go ahead and kick us off,
Switch? Well, welcome to Live from Manfield, a Rocket League podcast where we jump on Rocket League news, boost you straight to Rocketeer, all the while scoring our amazing voices into your ear goals. I am Savage.
And I am Knox Phoenix, and I'm going to answer the question that's on everyone's minds, and it is, yes, I have a man bun.
You have a man bun?
I know that you were thinking it. I do. I do have
a
man bun.
I need to look at this.
I've been rocking it for the past couple weeks. And you know what? Some people say it's working for me. Some people say it's not. So,
talk really quick.
I don't know. We'll see.
Talk again.
It's
hello.
Okay. It's interesting.
What we're going to do is we're going to start with our guest tonight. We are here with Turtle and Garrett. Both from a very, very strong team that we just got to see some epic matches from in the RLCS. But first and foremost, tell us a little bit how you guys came together as a team. How did Vex Gaming, or is it Turbulence now?
It is.
How did you guys form as a team?
I think originally it was me and J-Raw trying to look for a third. So me and J-Raw go way back, like months ago, whenever we kind of first found each other and just met, and we decided to make a team, and so we were looking for a third, and Foremost, Garrett's old team disbanded, and we just decided to pick him up.
Yeah, I tried out, and it worked out, I guess.
I think it worked out pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, the first ESL we played with Garrett was, like, a piece of cake. Like, we didn't really drop a game to anybody, so, and ESL back in the day was, like, pretty important to us, so, I mean, that was a good indicator that Garrett was a good fit.
Yeah, so, I mean, you guys obviously were a team, and you guys were right up there with us, but just in these, like, past couple of weeks, you guys really, really turned it on and showed everybody that, look, we're here, and we're going to make a name for ourselves, and everybody's going to know who Vex Gaming is.
Yeah, it was, like, overnight that we started doing good. It's weird.
It was really weird.
Yeah.
Because, like, we went through, like, this weird gap of, like, we didn't know what we were doing wrong, and, like, we were just running into errors. Like, it just felt like something was wrong. Like, we were getting so close to each team to winning, but we could never pull over, like, a win or, like, defeating a team at all until finally something, like, switched and clicked on, and then we were able to actually get some wins and put our names out there.
Yeah.
So now I'm curious. What was it that clicked? What did you guys, like, talk about and change? I want to know.
The only thing I can think of is, like, we stopped freaking out in comms, pretty much. I think that's what it, I don't know if that's what did it or not, but...
Yeah, it was like a relaxed thing for us. Because we would, on defense, I think that was our main issue. Like, our offense was fine. If we could get rolling on offense, it was good. But whenever we figured out to relax and, like, calm down and not panic on defense, that's whenever we started to play a lot better.
Classical music.
I actually listen to classical music while I play.
Yeah.
Surprising.
Pretty weird.
It's the key.
So
people make fun of me on my stream because I switched from like that EDM stuff very early on and started doing some like indie folk stuff for the very same reason. I think you're onto something. Calming
music.
It's
just like calming, yeah, dude. Like, on defense, instead of like jumping up for like a shot or something and just staying level grounded and waiting for what's gonna happen. You can realize that a lot of people don't really put that amazing shots on net, and if you just kind of stay grounded and be patient enough, you can pretty much get a good save.
You mean to tell me that my solo standard teammates are wrong and that I shouldn't go for every single defensive ball?
That's right.
Just a little bit.
So what's your favorite, like, classical music person to listen to?
I don't know, dude. I literally type in, like, 1 hour classical music into YouTube and then pull that shit up and then just listen to it.
Okay, well, that's fair. So,
tell us a little bit about your team's play style, because watching you guys operate, you guys operate much, like, differently than some of the other top-level teams. So how do you guys, like, what do you guys do differently? What is your guys' style that you bring to the pro scene?
Oh, Lord. That's a hard question to answer, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's really... I feel like Ivan Power is more like a solo play team. They have good passes, but it's not like what they base their play around.
Yeah.
I mean, we get a couple of solo plays, but most of our goals are like good passes.
Yeah, if we get a goal in, I think we normally do it with like a team. Like, it's a team effort, more or less. I would say, like, I personally, I think I go for a lot more of solo plays a lot, because a lot of times I see Garrett and J-Ro turning back to rotate out and go back for boost. So that leaves me a lot of the times forward with kind of like a solo play in mind. But for the most part, we get a lot of team pass plays in. And most recently, Garrett has been killing it with the accuracy. If any of you have been watching any of the RLCS games, it's just been Garrett nonstop scoring, man.
Except for that last shot. Feels bad, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was actually going to mention that I've noticed very, very strong passing plays from you guys. I mean, three-person passing plays, sometimes give and goes. Did you guys do anything special to kind of get that single-unit mindedness together? Like, do you practice anything like that? How'd
just,
you do it?
Just playing together, chemistry.
Yeah.
Nothing, like,
sometimes,
specific.
Occasionally.
Nothing I can tell you, like, certain this is what we did. We just played together every day. And you start to learn, you know, where your teammate's going to be all the time.
Didn't we do that that 2v1 training?
Oh, yeah, that helped a lot. Kind of, a little bit.
Like 2v1 training. What was that?
We went into free play, or we both went into, like, an exhibition match, like, all three of us.
Private match?
Put, like, unlimited boost, yeah. And then we just have one person, like, play defense while the other two go ahead and attack them.
Yeah, it helped with passes, and especially defense. I don't know. Yeah. It was just, like, before... We didn't do that many great passes, and I don't know. I guess that just made us try to think of it more. I don't know.
Especially with, like, high-level teams, like, it's pretty hard to get, like, a solo play in unless you're, like, a mechanical god. So if we can pull out some of these, like, crazy passes now and then, we don't even have to worry about, like, mechanical skill. It's just how accurate our passes are.
Yeah, awesome. So, all right, round one. You guys get set up against IVP. What are you guys thinking going into that matchup?
I mean, we beat them once before. Only team to beat them, pretty sure. Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah,
we just treated them as every other team, as any other team. We weren't.
You guys did
necessarily scared.
That's and it showed up. You guys did great going into the match. You guys went all the way to game six, and you were the only team in the whole RLCS to take a match from them. Garrett, that great wall shot, bringing you guys within one goal. Of leveling the score. 4 seconds left. You had a very, very difficult attempt to put it off the crossbar. So, so close. But my question is this.
Garrett, shit.
Knowing that you had to move on to play the third place match, what kind of mentality did that put you guys in moving on from that match?
Like, after losing?
Like after we lost?
Yeah, after just, like, being so close and just, losing it in game six. Where did that guys put you? You guys had a little bit of a break. But
that helped.
What was the feel like?
Dude, that sucks, man. Like, I remember Garrett was, like, probably the most upset because, like, it was his shot. You know, he wanted to make it, and he had the opportunity. If any of us had gotten the opportunity to, you know, tie it up, I'm sure if we missed, we'd get upset as well. So we were all a little bit, like, traumatized from that. Kind of just like, well, we had our opportunity, and, like, we came so close, but then we didn't get it. So that break kind of helped us establish ourselves and, like, just look to it, like, you know, there's nothing we can do that'll give us a better showing. We just got to pretty much get third place and focus on that.
Yeah, it was a pretty big deal. I wasn't that upset once we started those games because I was pretty focused. Like, I knew we needed to get that third place, have a better chance of going to land. But that shot, like, not only did I miss, it hit the crossbar and the post and bounced out. And I was like, I got so excited when I saw it going in. I was like, oh, it. God.
You're forgetting who passed it, Garrett. That was me.
Yeah, it was not an easy shot, Turtle.
It went unanswered, Garrett. Come on.
I hate you, Turtle.
I mean, watching it from the stream's perspective, it looked like it might not have even been possible that you put your best like foot forward and that you even struck it as well as you could, but it was just a little too high. I mean, the stakes being that high, I would have put it off the ceiling. Like I don't think
bad. I would
have. If I didn't flip.
There's no way.
Savage would have flipped.
If I didn't flip, it was going in.
Yeah, you flipped. I was talking to Jay. I was like, Garrett definitely freaking flipped into that, and that's how he like got so much power on it to go up.
Well, like, I didn't think I'd get to it, so I just... It was a last second kind of like...
Oh, yeah. Then dude, there's the casters, no one that can blame you at all.
Listening to the casters, like, oh, my God! Like, oh, so
no,
close.
No, they wanted us to get it.
They were freaking out.
And then the chat...
I ordered a pizza and I like put it up on my big screen. Like, I watched it and oh man, I was rooting for you guys so hard. And it's not that you guys let me down or anything. It was just like, this is such an awesome match. And oh, I think I spilled my drink. Like,
no, right, we let you down. It's okay.
You didn't let me down. No,
let me down.
Because you went on for a very impressive win against Genesis. What do you guys think separated you guys to bring you out on top in that match?
I think it was the pass plays. I think we had a lot of solid, like, that whole series, I think the highlights of it was just, like, every clear we had was just focusing on one player specifically on the other side of the field. Like, we would launch that down there. Like, if we had a clear, we would totally launch it down there, directed either at Garrett or J-Raw for the redirect shot.
I saw the highlight with the passing play off of the wall pass. Fantastic. Fantastic finish. The casters went pretty crazy over that one, too.
Me and Jay. I think it was me and Jay.
Yeah, that was you two. You pass up to Jay, he got it off the wall, and then you were up in the air before he even, like, had the pass off. This poor Pluto and Moses had nothing to do. Really, really strong passing plays, and it's something that the pro scene needs more, because it's become so much about individual plays. Teams like IBP and Genesis, they do so many solo plays. It's nice to see, the Kings of Urban Style, how they kind of entered the scene in the first place with passing plays, but you guys are really solidifying three-person passing plays. Really, really cool stuff.
Yeah.
So congrats on third. Very strong player for you guys. Look forward to seeing you have no trouble at all now that the rest of the teams are out of the way for you guys in the next round of the RLCS. Yeah, for sure. But you guys announced on Twitter this week that you're no longer with Vex, and you guys are reverting back to your name of Turbulence. So what's all that about?
Should I take it? Yeah. We weren't very happy with them. A lot of problems. I won't go into like exact detail of the certain problems, but it just wasn't happy. We weren't happy with it, with how things were going with them. And we thought, you know, we were doing pretty good, so we deserved to get what we were promised, and it just didn't really happen. So we decided to move on. And there's actually an announcement tonight. Of what we're doing.
Another announcement.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Another one.
Oh my God! Get the camera.
Hang on a second. You guys are live on a podcast. I think this is the best format for an announcement.
Because you know this podcast won't go public until tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Other than our four viewers on Twitch right now.
Okay. Let me.
I mean, I don't even know. Like,
I don't know the exact details. To be honest,
like we're not even that informed of the whole situation.
I just know there's an announcement.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I know it's with new people. Hold on. Oh, Jay's offline. I can't ask him.
I mean, it's kind of like transitioning into different stuff, man. Because like, the way things work out is that, like, the co-owner of Vex, there were two owners of Vex, one of them, which we preferred over the other, obviously, and then, so, he left Vex, and then now he's kind of doing his own thing, and he wants us to carry over to his thing, if you know what I mean, and so, he wants us to, like, kind of be a part of his new org that he's creating, and that's kind of similar to what we want to do. And it's just like a better opportunity for us.
He's bringing a really good League of Legends team that he just picked up. I forgot their name. All right. I don't remember their name.
So, well, they'd be crazy not to bring you over for sure.
Yeah. So when you guys are looking at these smaller orgs, I guess, like, what is your goal with being involved in them? And would you like recommend, like, for other people to be looking for that? Or you think it's... because for a lot of people, it's still too early in the scene.
Yeah, like, if we can't get, like, a big org or, like, a good org to have our support, like, I don't see the point in it. Because, like, I remember reading some, like, orgs who contacted us and they're like, oh, yeah, we'll give you moral support. It's like, I don't... we don't want that. Like, I'm pretty sure everybody can offer moral support.
Yeah. And you guys can be...
it's not anything good.
You guys can be Savage Gaming. Like,
oh, God.
Oh, yeah. No.
Don't sign a contract unless you're, like, 100% positive that you want to be with these people. Because once you're stuck, you're stuck. So, yeah. You got to be careful.
For real, for real. Well, that's all the questions that we have for you guys. But we would do something a little bit fun. We are going to have you guys play a game with each other. We have guests on the show all the time. And the thing that we make our guests do is we actually have them play for prizes for our Patreon supporters to win. So, unfortunately, you guys aren't playing to win a prize. However, someone else's prize is on the line. So, it's even more stressful this way. Right, you guys get, you know, all these cool wins and stuff in the Rocket League scene anyway. This is, we're going to call it Rocket League Boost Phrases. That's the name of this game.
Oh, God.
And if you've ever played Catchphrase, then you understand how to play. We have a phrase that we're going to give to one of you. And without saying any of the words in the phrase, you have to get the other person to say it. All right? So if I was trying to get, Savage to say the boost phrase of Rocket League, I would go like, well, the game we play all the time. That's super easy. And he would say, Overwatch. Oh, Rocket League. And then...
yeah.
And he'd fail. So viewers, listeners, feel free to play at home. This first one is going to go to Garrett. You're going to make Turtle say the following boost phrase.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I'm ready, dude.
It is in Discord.
What is this?
I'm going to fail everybody.
What is this?
That's the phrase you need to get them to say. I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock.
I'm not going to get this at all.
Yeah, 24.
Turtle, you do them all the time. Wait, can I start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Turtle, you do them all the time.
What? Freestyle.
Fake type thingy.
Miss, whiff.
Okay, you got what? One of no the words.
You said miss. Go word by word.
Okay, the first one is the opposite of yes. Can I say that?
No.
Yes, okay. And then what you said a minute ago.
No miss?
Yeah, what? That's the first part. And then what you do all the time when you're dribbling. It has to do with the brain. It has to do with the brain.
No miss mind game? What?
Yes!
Yes!
Wait, what?
Yes. Right at the time.
You got it.
You got it. Point I'm number so one.
Confused. What does that even mean?
I don't know. I don't know.
You know, when you accidentally whiff the ball, but it wasn't a miss. It was mind games. No miss.
Yeah, but it's like a choppy set. It's like, yeah. No miss mind game. Like,
hey, man, you gotta talk quickly while you're in game.
All right.
All right, Savage is gonna give Turtle our next one.
Oh, God.
All right, I'm ready. I'm prepared. Oh, did you DM me? All right. Oh, okay. All right. Are we ready?
Yep.
Oh, go.
Okay, so you're going up for a ball, and, like, they have it first, Garrett, but, like, you...
block? You, 50-50?
Yeah, yes, similar to that.
Dunk?
Yes.
Is that the word?
Wait, I lost the DM. Wait, where did it go?
Oh, no.
Again.
You suck at this, Turtle.
Oh, no.
Okay, wait. Oh, wait, no, it's not wrong. Okay, up. Okay, yes, you got the first word.
Dunk?
But, like... yes, but, like, you say it as, like, you're super hyped about it. You're like, oh, you know.
I dunked on him.
It's close, man. Like.
I'm going to dunk
like
on
you're,
him.
No, you're roasting him after you dunked him.
Look at that dunk.
And that no, is close. Time on that one.
What was the phrase?
It was get dunked.
Aw. You said that. You said I got the first word. That was the second word.
We're breaking up teams. Oh, we're breaking up teams. Oh, no. It's okay. Sorry. We have a total of 5 phrases. You only have to get 3 of them. So
I messed it up a little bit. So Turtle just has to hold on to the one that I sent him for a second. And we switched up the order. But Garrett?
Wait, okay.
Wait, what?
I am going to DM you the next one. Sliding.
Oh, my God. Yo, he's getting in those DMs, dude.
All right. When can I start?
Now.
Okay, when you get so mad that you don't want to have the game anymore?
Rage quit.
No, you don't want to have the game
anymore.
Uninstall. Yes, the first word. And then, I guess, can I say E in Spanish?
Sure.
No.
Gosh, dang it. Okay.
Wait, what?
Okay.
What?
All right, when someone's bad uninstall. And you tell them to do something.
Uninstall, nerd.
No, to do something. I'm not talking about uninstall anymore. This is the next part. When they're bad and you tell them to do something. To become...
What?
use the opposites.
Okay. When they're bad.
Get good.
Yes. Okay, now say it.
Uninstall, get good.
No, you forgot one word.
Nice. It's good. It counts.
Oh, it counts? Okay.
What?
That's 2 of 5.
Uninstall and get good.
All right. Savage is going to hit Garrett solid. With the next one.
I have another one again?
No, I'm hitting Turtle with this one because I already sent this one to Turtle.
Gotcha.
Go. Oh, is it the one that you already sent me? Yeah. Okay, Garrett, you ready?
Yep.
It's whenever you get a sick, stupid pinch goal and it goes in somehow and you say this.
Wow, look at that pinch. What?
Oh my God. Okay, so like you get like a 50-50, it bounces off every single wall in the game and then it goes in the net and you say this.
Knowledge.
No. No. Come on, dude, think.
Physics.
It's like with math. Like you're
50-50.
With a utility in math class.
That is the time on that one.
I don't know that one.
You guys have to get this one.
What was it?
Are you an idiot? It was calculated, dude.
Oh. You should have said a tool that you use in mathematics.
I said that.
No, he did.
Yes.
You should have said it like louder and clearly.
Who says knowledge after a freaking
a
pinch goal?
That's what I'm about to start saying.
Here in my garage.
The announcement now is that Garrett is leaving Turbulent. I'm just kidding.
No.
Oh my God.
All right. This last one is a little bit harder, so we're going to put a minute on the clock for it.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, it is. I have to finish typing it out because there's a special thing that.
Oh, so I'm guessing? No.
Well,
you're bad at both of them, so it's better than me tell you. This is easy. Covenel.
Ready, set, go.
Covenel.
Weeb.
And then a certain, like the United States is a?
Country.
No.
Weeb Nation.
Yes,
oh, he
yes.
Did. He said it.
And
he
then,
said it. Wow.
And then what's his name?
I think he said it.
He said?
Weeb Nation.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, boom. Wow. That was easy. You guys got that one the fastest out of all of them, and
easy.
I thought it was the hardest one.
Weed that was easy.
Country. Oh, my gosh. Calculated.
What?
How did calculated take 40 seconds, but Weeb Nation took 17?
Because Garrett doesn't know what a utility in math is.
Because we know weebs. Covenel is our best friend.
Half of our friends listen to weebs.
Well, you guys have won a prize for our Patreon supporter, Guitarist. He is getting a Rocket League sticker pack and a stress ball because of your guys' awesome success.
Guitarist.
I want to say thanks so much for coming on the show and just congrats on the third place win. We're sure that we're going to see a lot more of you in the next round and hopefully at the LAN. I'm feeling good about it.
Hopefully.
Thanks for having us.
Where can people
find you? Do you guys stream? Are you guys on Twitter?
We both stream.
I stream. Yeah, we both stream.
Should we
hit us with those tags?
Should we say it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I would suggest it.
Okay, go Turtle.
twitch.tv/slowturtle without the W.
And then mine's twitch.tv/GarrettCG. Not just Garrett G. There's a C.
Savage.
Yeah. I had to put a C, unfortunately. But all right, that's it.
What's the first big announcement that we caught wind of this week in Rocket League, Savage?
Well, I'm really excited about this one. Because of the picture that they tweeted out?
You and me both.
Oh, I think me especially both.
Picture?
Did you not see the picture?
Oh, I saw the picture.
On Twitter.
Never mind, I saw the picture.
Well,
I saw the picture.
So, not to hold this back anymore. There are new quick chats coming to Rocket League. New customizable. You can't enter your own words, but there's significantly more, and you can specially assign each one. So every single one of them could be "what a save," or "I got it," or the newest and...
That's the only quick chat I use anyway.
Yeah, really.
My teammate misses a save,
what a save,
and I just "what a save, what a save, what a save" anyway.
What a save. So...
You know, there's one in particular that you should be very excited about.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Because if you...
It's great clear, because I know that you love it when people clear the ball well, and so that they've added great clear, I knew that you'd be really excited about that one.
Yeah, great clear. And also the one that says Savage. There's literally
Wait,
a quick
why are you
chat.
Excited about that one?
My name is Savage, and there's one that says Savage with an exclamation
point. Oh my gosh,
point.
I didn't even make the connection!
I know! Wow. I know! It's crazy! I'm so
You're
excited.
Ridiculous. I was setting you up for that so well.
Did you?
We're going to go over just a couple of the quick chat. They actually listed all of them, but some of the ones that I'm excited about, they have one that's just like sick with like four eyes. Pretty excited about that one.
Sick. Yeah, there's just so many good ones. And I'm so excited.
There's some also ones that are going to fail pretty hard. Like rematch is one of the quick chat options.
Rematch.
Considering that I only play
rematch.
Ranked. I guess when you queue into the same team again, that might get spammed, but you would have to set that as a quick chat option in the first place.
Also, something kind of cool that they're adding with the quick chat is that you can now quick chat after the game is over. So in that final screen, so it has a post-game link or post-game connection. So that the, for example, they have on there GG, which nobody's going to say. They have one more game.
I'm definitely not making GG a quick chat because I can reach to my keyboard. I can do that.
Yeah, and like when I'm post game, I'm gonna want to like type things because I want to talk trash after the game's over. Right. Also, there's a calculated one. So for Garrett, that one should be great. Hopefully,
he just
can
needs
learn
to spam
a little
that
bit.
All the time now because he got so close to not winning guitarist that prize.
Yeah.
But yeah, new quick chat. But probably the most exciting part about this announcement is something that was just hinted at the bottom of the entire article that they posted on their official game site. And it says this. This is the actual sentence that it reads. Our quick chat info isn't all that's happening in our June update either. Starting this week through the month of June, we'll be previewing multiple items on our official blog. Stay tuned for more. All right, that's pretty exciting. And in fact, in an earlier version of the article, it says this isn't all that's coming for our massive June update. Something big is coming to Rocket League in June.
Something's coming. Something good.
I am super freaking excited.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Can you breathe?
Oh, okay. I'm just excited. Just sure.
Oh my gosh, your voice. Dare we speculate what it is? Because I think that it's time for the marketplace. We're going to get a ton of new items, we're going to get some new boost trails, and we're going to get the marketplace.
I just want new boost trails. I just want my boost to, like, shoot boost. That's new.
Yeah. I want the marketplace. I want to be able... I checked the other day, I have 9 unicorn horns.
You have 9? That's almost double digits. 9.
I know.
You are easily the most magical person I've ever met.
I'm definitely... Well, I'm not going to say that one. Oh, I don't know. In other news, this was a while back ago. We forgot to mention it in our last episode, but the Rocket League Trainer is something that we mentioned on the show. I was super excited to find out. They keep it updated, and you can do all kinds of cool shots with it where you can do custom training shots and stuff. But Psionics Corey came out on Reddit and decided to say, hey, a lot of people have been tagging us and asking us if it's okay, if they're going to get banned for using this because it's such a great tool. But here's the deal. We love modding. We come from PC gaming communities, and as long as it's something that doesn't, you know, give you an advantage in online play, then feel free to use any and all mods that you want to use and make for the game. So we're cool with it, which was huge. I was, you know, going to be using it anyway, but... It's very cool to see that Psionics is embracing tools like this and stuff. It's a feature we hope to see built into the game soon enough, but I was excited to read that.
Yeah, I definitely I thought it was really cool. I think he posted it a little while ago, actually. I don't think it was this past week. I think it was...
Yeah, it was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. But yeah, seeing that straight from Psyonix is really cool. Because they're just... I mean, they're talking about how they're okay with any kind of, like, mods on their game as long as it's not affecting people, like, in online scenarios. If it's not giving people advantages on the game.
But... One of the coolest things that their official statement about mods did for Rocket League is that other mod creators who have been working on mods this entire time have kept them under wraps so that they didn't get in trouble are now coming out and saying, well, hey, if these are okay, I want to show you guys what I've been working on. And someone else has been working on a very, very extensive custom Rocket League training mod. Did you get a chance to see any of the videos that he posted on it?
I saw nothing ever.
Well, it's very, very exciting. He posted videos showing the alpha build of his new custom trainer, and everything that you do is edited in-game. So you set up the shots in-game, in free play, and they even transfer over when you set those shots up into aerial training, or goalie training, or striker training. You can set those shots up and go into this training, and it'll actually start keeping some little stats on like how many you make out of how many. But there's even more. You can see the trajectory of the ball of the shot that you're setting up. And, really cool feature, for the replays, if you go into a replay of a match that you just played, you can keyframe the replay and then bind a button to capture that moment in the game, and it will set up that exact shot in a customized shot for you to practice. So let's say someone hits the ball up the wall and you were trying to do a redirect and you missed it in game. You can go to the second right before they hit the ball in a replay, save that as a custom shot, and then try it over and over and over again to figure out what you should have done.
So, like, if I had an awesome air dribble, and of course I missed it, then I can just save that, go back, and then make it in free play so I can sleep at night.
You got it, Slugger.
That is so cool. Holy crap.
Yep. There's a ton of features. I can't even remember to list all of the features that this custom training tool had that he was working on, but one of them that I'm excited for is that it had an in-browser shot editor. So you don't even need to be like on Rocket League. You can be at school or at work or whatever and pull up the shot creator in a web browser, make shots that you want to practice, export them to your game files, and then you'll have them ready to go.
I like this guy. I want to meet him.
Right?
I think we should talk to him on this podcast.
Oh. Mm. I like where you're going.
And then he can give us exclusive alpha. Yeah. Yeah.
All because great devs did some, are super awesome and open about allowing mods and stuff to come to the community. But we also have some huge news. We talked a little bit about it with Turtle and Garrett, but the RLCS was this weekend and it was freaking hype.
The RLCS online finals with a total grand prize pool of $10,000. Split between NA and EU, so $3,500 prize winnings for first place and $3,515 for the second place winners. And
I had a pizza party for the North American finals. I sent out invites. I ordered pizza. I put it up. I pulled up the stream on my Raspberry Pi and put it on the big screen.
And you had no friends.
I had a pizza party. That is actually 100% correct. I watched it by myself on the couch. No one wanted to come over.
I would have come over.
But it's okay.
But I didn't get invited.
It's true. You only live like
3 hours away. I would have driven 3 hours to come watch the RLCS online finals with you.
Well, I would say let's do that for the LAN, except you and I are going to the LAN.
I hope so. I really hope so.
I really hope so too. I know I'm going to the LAN.
Just got to see. Talk to Cloud Fuel a bit and maybe got some info from him.
Do you know where it is?
No, I don't know anything about where it is, but he talked about time-wise when he thought it would probably be. So it's very, very non-official.
What you got?
He said, now this is, I don't know, I might get yelled at by Cloud Fuel from this and I might lose all respect. But he did say leave anywhere from the very end of July to the beginning of August. Beginning of September.
That works for me.
Not August.
All right.
Bigger time zone.
Flying out to San Diego, beginning of August. Easy peasy. No problem. Now, I don't watch all of the pro scene matches. I made sure to turn off my game client, to clear my schedule, and watch the North American online finals. And boy, am I glad that I did, because there were some epic matches. You heard us talk a little bit about them, But round one was Vex versus IBP. It was so close, going all the way to game six. Vex showed up so, so much with great team passing plays. It was one of my favorite series that I've ever watched. I really did spill my drink when Garrett hit the crossbar with 4 seconds left to go. It was absolutely insane.
Yeah, sadly, I got to watch very little of this because my Saturday and Sunday were just crazy busy.
It's because you're crazy.
I know. But then I came home and I'd been on my phone and I was looking at Reddit and I saw the odd shot of Krenovi's air dribble against Kings of Urban. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. I need to go back. And I watched the final series of NA. And I watched Kings of Urban versus IBI Power Cosmic. And
it was a good match.
It was a great series.
It wasn't quite as close as Vex and IBP were, but it was a good match to watch. The match that happened after Vex and IBP was the Genesis versus Kings of Urban match. And oh my goodness. I mean, if you've listened to the show for a long while, you know that Pluto's my favorite player. And so, of course, I'm going to support Genesis. I'm rooting for him. In fact, the night before, I was talking with him and Moses. And we were just messaging back and forth on Steam. And I asked him, like, I was like, hey, how are you guys doing? Like, are y'all guys all set for tomorrow? And they were actually scrimming IBP when I messaged them. And they said that they won more games against IBP than they lost, so they're feeling pretty good. So I was super hyped to see them play. They, for two games in a row, were one game away from winning the series. Kings of Urban were able to come back with not a full reverse sweep, but they came back three games in a row to knock them out for the best of seven. And it was heartbreaking to watch. It really was. But such close matches. Great, great play. Really cool to watch. So that gave us, of course, the Kings of Urban IBP final that you got to watch. Who won? Who took home the $3,500 prize from North American?
IBI Power definitely showed up, and they ended up taking that series in, I believe, just five games. Yes.
So you mean to tell me that IBI Power and Kings of Urban were first and second?
Yes.
Big surprise.
Crazy. Which is...
Sometimes I don't like it when the expected happens, but, you know, it is reassuring to know that, like, when you say that someone is the best team in Rocket League, you're saying for certain that they are the best team in Rocket League. I mean, people have argued it before, at least North American Rocket League. We're going to see what happens at the LAN.
Yes, best team in A. Mm-hmm.
But you've heard people like try to argue it before, like, well, you know, you don't get to see these two guys match up very often. You know, people have even gone so far to say, like, you don't see people at the bottom of the power rankings getting to play against them, which they would have a play style to crush them. It just doesn't happen. Like, they are solid, solid team. And they deserve the win. It was great, great, great plays. Now, one thing that I know nothing about is the EU online finals. Bring me up to speed on that one.
Well, I also know very little about those. I did not get to see any of those games, which is kind of a bummer. And I'll probably go back sometime this week or next and watch through, hopefully, the entire thing. Maybe just the finals. But gosh, it was... I mean, can't say that I'm super surprised at the outcomes. But here they go. So we had Flipside Tactics matching up against Weedem Girls in the finals.
In the finals?
In the finals.
Wow. So that means Weedem Girls played Kapow? Am I correct there?
I believe that, yes. I believe the Weedem Girls played Kapow. And then Flipside played
and
Moffitt.
You know what? I know they did because there was an amazing highlight from the match that I did get to see where a lot from Kapow scored
gosh.
One of the sickest
that,
redirects from the corner.
That corner redirect was insane. I saw
We're
going
to make sure that we link that in the show notes so you guys can see that. It is probably one of my favorite all-time shots of Rocket League.
A lot was just sitting in the corner and the ball comes into him. He flips up and backwards does a little like flippity flip thing and catches it off his nose.
I have just check my webcam because here's exactly what happens.
I
all right.
See you,
we got, aww. Well, too bad. Ball a lot.
Oh my gosh, you, right? you have your 3D printed octane out, don't you?
He goes, he's in the corner, the goal's here. He goes,
see, I also have my own little diagram. So there's the ball. And then
to the people that listen to the recorded version of this show, I'm sorry.
It was coming in. Kick goal. Kick goal. You got a golf ball. Oh. That's my Rocket League ball. This is as far as I've gotten in my car design for
Flip side, WDG in the finals. Who takes home the $3,500 from EU?
Flip side Tactics went ahead and took that series.
So you're telling me Flip side got number one and Weedem Girls got number two?
Yes. Big surprise. And honestly, when I saw the results, I was not super surprised because I was fairly confident that Flipside was going to do what they could do, and they were going to show up. They were going to go ahead and win this. And by golly, they done it.
And it's so just interesting, because Flipside, it seems like they don't show up until it's time to show up. It's like, it's almost like they're just like, yeah, this Rocket League stuff's easy. We'll take it easy until, you know, we have to do something. Because watching their group stage matches against Mocket and teams like that, they lost the series to Mocket. And of course they did well enough to place top four, but they were looking a little off of their normal Flipside game. But then it's just like, you know what? We're in the finals. Let's go ahead and turn it up now. It's time to win. They did.
Yeah. And I think it's like, it's really interesting to see that kind of progression that they had from back all the way in the Rocket League Central Pro League when they got knocked out. They did not win that. They got knocked out by the old Crown and Jewels back then, which is most of the Mocket Esports EU team now.
Yeah.
And just like seeing that they took that loss and they like stayed together and they came back even stronger. And now they're just again can be known as the best team in EU right now. And
for sure.
That's just really cool.
Now, in other competitive Rocket League news, we talked last week about the first ever Oceanic Championship, the RLC Oceanic Championship. What's going on with that, Savage?
The signups are now open. They have opened yesterday by the time this podcast is released. The Sennheiser Winter OCE Championships is the official name for it, because I like the fact that it says winter, because that means that hopefully there's going to be a spring and a fall. And a summer and another winter.
Well, maybe. I mean,
maybe
there is the Summer Olympics coming up here in a month or two.
I think this is more important.
And that happens every 4 years. Even though they're called the Summer
Olympics. But there's a Summer Olympics, and then 2 years later, there's a Winter Olympics. So maybe we'll see it once every 2 years.
Okay, maybe.
So for this Oceanic Championship, there is a $4,500 prize pool, which is really cool to see.
Ball in.
There were
ball in.
I know very little about the Oceanic Rocket League scene, but I do know that there are apparently four teams that are sitting on top over in OCE, and they were especially invited, similarly to how there were iBuyPower Cosmic and Flipside specially invited to the Rocket League Central Pro League, which I just keep going back to today because they just I don't know why, but yeah. So these are the four invited teams. We have Legacy Esports, so seen a sponsor over there, seen an organization. We have another one, Alpha Sydney.
What's that other one?
Another one.
Yeah, what is it?
Another one.
Yeah, you said we have another one. What's the name of the org?
We got another one. You know, it's
yeah,
it's
another org. What is it?
It's sponsored by DJ Khaled. Another one. Oh, that's a good name. And then third, we have Alpha Sydney. And then lastly, we have Team Invidious. Like
Invidious.
Yeah. Just crazy. They're inviting you. home. They're invading your home.
Well, I'm going to check out the stream for that because I think it's going to be really cool to watch.
If any Oceanic players or anybody that knows those teams or knows really anything about the Oceanic esports scene, please reach out to me or the show and
give us your predictions.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the esports scene. You can tweet at me or you can send us an email. We'll talk about that.
Whatever. A little bit of team news. We talked with Turtle and Garrett about their decision to leave Vex Gaming, and now they are returned to Turbulence. That is their name. We'll see what their new name is as they possibly sign up with another org kicking off. But also, in organization news, Onslaught, Husky, Flow, Espeon, that gang, have decided to leave Onslaught, and they are now back to their old team of Retrospect. So same players, just new name, Retrospect. So we'll be seeing them, I'm sure, in the second round of the qualifiers for the RLCS. But make sure that you know that you notice Turbulence and Retrospect as two teams that have already been there and shown up big time.
Yeah, definitely got to watch out for Retrospect and Turbulence. They're going to be around.
We've talked enough about the news for Rocket League. We played the game ourselves this week. Savage, how was this week in Rocket League for you, man?
Well, this week in Rocket League, what happened this week in Rocket League? Not too much happened. I tried several times to use the Rocket League trainer, and it wasn't working for me, which is kind of upsetting.
Are you running it as an administrator?
Yes, I did do that, and it's still...
Are you using version 3.7 or 3.37 or whatever it is?
I did. I re-downloaded it completely. But
and I don't know.
Yeah, I did a little bit of streaming. I streamed Rocket League for about 20 minutes, and I was like, well, this is depressing. I can't stream. But I had some people in there, surprisingly enough. So I was like, okay, I'll just like switch it up, and came back to PGA Golf Tour. PGA Tour.
Oh, my goodness.
With Rory McIlroy, and played for a while there.
Oh, boy.
And a lot of people watched the stream. And just to let you know, I am the number one player in NA. In PGA golf ball.
That can't be actually true.
I think it's pretty close to true. I am pretty great at it. I don't...
It can't be in any form true.
I'm going to start hosting some PGA Tour tournaments. And whatever. I'm going to win them all. It's going to be great. But in Rocket League news, I think I probably played a total of... 6 or 5 ranked matches this week. I played 2 games of hoops before we recorded tonight, and I played 1 game doubles just by myself earlier today. I just have not been around the house enough to sit down at the computer and play. Been working on the railroad. So I've had a pretty light Rocket League week.
Working on the railroad.
All the live long day.
I've learned a couple things about Rocket League this week. And so my This Week in Rocket League is going to be sharing what I've learned with our wonderful listeners. But first off is that breaks are very important. And I'm overdue for one. I've burnt myself out a little bit. I can't keep myself from picking up the game. And so hear it now. Tomorrow, Tuesday, the 24th, I will not be playing Rocket League. I will not be thinking about Rocket League.
What?
I'm going to do my best, at least. It's going to be hard enough to think about Rocket League because it's episode launch day and people tweet at us and all that kind of stuff. But I'm going to do my best. I've just noticed just a slow decline of my play, and it's probably because I've just been putting in a ton of hours, and I just need to take a break, so I'm going to be doing that. Come back for the 2v2 on Wednesday. Super excited for that. But one thing that I learned, the apex of what I learned, was... how stress can affect gaming in general. I'm not sure if it's all gaming, but I had like just work stuff going on yesterday. So that's Sunday, and I had to work like all morning. And I had plans to play with someone in the afternoon. So I come straight home from like one of a very, very stressful event that I had at work. And I come home and I'm like, all right, that's over. Super glad that I don't have to deal with that anymore. Let's just play some Rocket League. And I decided to boot up the game, get with my friend that I'm going to be playing with. And you would have thought I was Prospect 3 or prospect one, how bad I was playing. I whiffed almost every ball. After three games, I decided to call it quits. It was absolutely garbage. So,
well, I guess it is time for you to pick up your Xbox and play some PGA Tour golf with me. It's a good life to live. Nobody gets angry.
Well, I mean, that's kind of some cool news. Someone reached out to me this week on my stream email, and they said, "Hey, we really like your stream. Here's a free Steam code to a game that we just released. If you want to stream it, feel free." And it was a $20 game that they gave me for free. And I was like, okay, sure, why not? So it's called Chromagun. You can check it out if you want. It's very Portal-esque. It's a puzzle game, kind of like Portal. In fact, it's very, very Portal-esque.
I watched you play it for about 20 minutes, and all I can say about it is it's Portal with a bit of a different game mechanic.
Yeah, it's a different game mechanic, but essentially, yeah, it's a puzzle game like Portal. It was just really cool that someone gave me a free game, if you want to check it out. And I'm the only one that's streaming it right now. So I thought that they would have given it to like a bunch of this like big name streamers and stuff. Apparently they didn't give it out to too many people because I was just streaming. I was literally the only person streaming this game, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, that's cool. You're at least a little bit popular.
I'm at least a little, I was not popular.
I mean,
I had pretty much the releaser of the, this is breaking news. Hang on.
Coming in getting live. The rest of the message right coming here. Coming in live from the Twitch chat.
Several Rocket League community members and streamers actually received the game. I've got this news from Lawler, the wonderful shoutcaster from the RLCS. So maybe the creator of the game is just a fan of Rocket League and watches Rocket League streams. But cool. There you go. I wasn't the only one who got it, but I was the only one who streamed it. So, for that short period of time, I'm sure other people have streamed it by now. It's a pretty good game. I don't know. But that's probably what I'll do tomorrow night, so my stream isn't dead for a night, since I'm taking a break from Rocket League for a day and seeing how it goes. I'll just be playing Chromagun.
Well,
there you go.
You know where I'll be. Maybe right after this. Maybe you'll see.
You're gonna be playing
maybe you'll see PGA? Savage on PGA Tour Golf.
Oh my
maybe
gosh.
I'll play Rocket League and then get upset about my ping and then play PGA Tour Golf. So, yeah. All right.
So, Savage, we've had some pretty cool conversations on this podcast before. We've talked about some pretty cool concepts. I trust your knowledge of the game. I trust you as just an esport athlete. I'm not calling you that.
Esport
competitor.
I'm not.
I've had some thoughts going through about just Rocket League and my involvement with it. And so here's a discussion that I want to have.
Well, I'm sure I want to have it.
I mean, I play a lot of Rocket League. It's no secret. And we've talked about how that carries like a stigma with people outside of the competitive gaming like scene, that, you know, friends and family will often look at that and, you know, say things like, wow, you play video games that much, like, oh, you have no life, or you get just silently judged because of, you know, how much you play a video game. But putting that aside, like, I do play a lot of Rocket League, and my hope is to play it professionally very soon. I've had a couple chances just recently playing with pro players and subbing for pro teams, and it's been really fun, but I haven't caught my break yet, and the question is what is the line between, you know, making this like a competitive thing that I do and obsession? Where is that line drawn? Am I obsessed with a game, or am I trying really, really hard to compete professionally in the game?
Oh, I think that's a really good question. And I think that the answer to that changes from every single person. It's like beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Well, I think someone saying that you're obsessed is going to differ from every person. Because if you go up to Krenobi and you ask him if he thinks you're obsessed with the game, and if he thinks it's very unhealthy and you need to like stop, Odds are he's probably not going to say yes. If he does, then okay, it's time to stop. But, I mean, also if you go up to, I mean, I know your wife is pretty supportive of this, but if you had a significant other that was just not aware of any of the esports or any, didn't know much about video games at all, then that would be someone that would definitely be like, okay, you're obsessed. You need to, like, stop. This is dumb. It's a video game. What are you doing?
Right. And balance there is definitely important. Because I've made it a rule in my house that if my wife's ever, like, off work or she's home and not doing anything, then I won't be playing the game. And, you know, there are times when that's a little difficult for me because, like, you know, things will be happening. People will be messaging me to play. And I'll be like, nope, like, this is time that my wife's home. So now my wife, like, works a lot. So I do, you know, get, like, when people say, like, oh my gosh, Ben, you play this game so much. Well, they don't say Ben, they say Knox, because that's my name.
Yeah, who the hell is Ben?
I don't know. Like, oh my gosh, you play this game so much. Like, you know, what does your wife do while you're playing the game? Well, the truth is she's either at work or, you know, sometimes she goes out with family and stuff, and those are times that I will play the game. In fact, right now, she's actually in the living room watching the pay-per-view wrestling event because she's super obsessed with, like, WWE. And so, like, all of her brothers are over here right now watching WWE in the background. So if you can pick it up on my mic, that's that loud noises that you hear.
That is amazing.
Which is, you know, why I can, you know, record podcasts and play on, like, you know, in the night sometimes and stuff like that. Because I hate WWE. I will go on record and say that I hate WWE. Esports are definitely more legitimate than that stupid crap. But, I mean, the truth is when it comes to, like, playing Rocket League professionally, and I had this discussion with a good friend of mine who's been in competitive gaming for a while the other day, because, you know, there are reasons that, you know, I shoutcast Mock It when they ask me to, and I wanted to start this podcast with you, and the reason that I play so much, it's because I'm very passionate about the game. I love Rocket League. And he sat me down and was like, hey, you know, sooner or later, you're going to have to choose what it is you want to do. Like, do you want to be a professional shoutcaster? Do you want to be, you know, a podcast host? Do you want to play the game professionally? And, like, he's like, now, obviously, you're streaming and the podcast can continue alongside playing professionally and stuff. But, you know, there's going to be time when you can only dedicate towards one thing. And it's like, I don't think it would be hard to find someone who wants this more than I do, I'd say. And that's, I don't know, it's kind of tough. Like, am I just obsessed with a very good video game, or am I striving after a very respectable goal? Those are thoughts that I'm wrestling with.
Yeah, I think it's definitely something that's out there, and there's definitely not just going to be a direct answer for anyone. It's all going to depend on what situation you're in. And really, like, I don't know. It's a very hard issue to tackle. I think something that Pfeiffer, I believe is how you say his name, came up in a chat, and he says that, I feel like an obsession takes time away from friends and family, but something competitive actively still gives time for the other things and people you love. So it's just kind of that split time thing, and like any kind of professional athlete, are they spending all of their time completely ignoring everyone and just going crazy over this sport? Because you can't really get away with that. You have to have a solid mix in your...
For real.
Yeah.
I'd agree. And so I guess, like, I don't know, I'll continue to think about it, and I'll continue to set goals for myself and just making sure that I'm in boundaries. I think that's a very good point that Pfeiffer made about obsession taking time. And to be honest, like, there are times, like, there's no, like, once you've crossed the line, then you're across the line. I'll be honest, there are times when, like, my relationship with the game is a little bit obsessive. I've noticed that in just, like, my relationship with friends and family and stuff and coworkers, that when they ask me, like, how my night's, like, been and stuff, that, like, all I can have to talk to them about is Rocket League. And it's because, like, all I think about, like, and, like, all I want to do and all I want to, like, play all the time. And so there are times that I've even, like, you know, been checking Twitter and just been checking up on, like, Reddit and stuff like that during times that I've been hanging out with other people. And I'm like, and I've caught myself, you know, like, wait, this is a little bit obsessive. Let's put the game aside. But then, you know, there are times I think I'm making pretty good steps. Like, making sure that I'm not playing at certain times, passing up on the ESL this past Sunday just because I knew I wasn't in a good stress level place to play it. Like, things like that. It's just like, okay, I'm not addicted, you know, to the point where I can't control myself.
I definitely think the whole topic of, like, what you talk about with friends type issue is very interesting, because something kind of comedic about Rocket League, I guess. I was talking to Cloud Fuel a little while back, and the amount of times that I say no problem in my daily life has soared through the roof.
And rip. Like,
no one says
that. I have a job where I lead a bunch of people, and I hang out with high school students a lot, and like, high school students like make fun of me for how often I say rip, because like, it's on a daily basis. It doesn't even matter what we're doing. Like, we'll be playing basketball, and I'll miss a shot, and I'll be like, rip.
It's just, it's really interesting. I think it would be a cool, like, psychological study to do. We should talk to C-Hopped.
Wow. Yeah, we should talk to C-Hopped. Just
about how much, like, being around this game, being around this different community affects someone's, like, personality and everything to do that. So, C-Hopped, if you're listening to this, I expect a report by next Tuesday. Next Monday, so we can include it on the show. But, okay.
But that's going to be my advice to some listeners out there. Maybe if you're on that competitive line and you want this so bad, because I'll be honest, like if you think that you want playing pro more than me, whew, I dare you to try me. But making sure that you're keeping yourself in check, is this an obsession, or are you striving after a respectable goal? And what can you do to make sure that you're towing that line respectfully? Let us know your thoughts. Tweet about us. Send us an email. I want to know your thoughts on you know, the obsession of Rocket League, the addiction of Rocket League versus the, you know, honorable, sought-after, professional level of the game. Because it takes a lot of practice to get there, to the point where some might say you're obsessed. But no, you're just trying really hard. But I think that's going to do it for us tonight, right?
Yep, that is going to wrap us up. So
I want to thank all of our Rocket tweeters for tweeting about the show. But first, before we get to our Rocket tweeters, we did something kind of cool on Twitter this past week, right?
We did. So if you remember our last podcast episode, I believe, is that what you're referring to? Or are you referring to the thing?
Okay. I am. Yep. Nope.
Well, so we said last week that we will be giving away a copy of Rocket League to anyone that tweets at us with why they should get it and why they need it and who they're going to give it to and or why would they want it. And, well,
we have a winner.
We do have a winner.
And who is that winner? Hang on, I'm going to drum roll.
I'm going to need significantly longer drum roll. You know, I kind of forgot to pick our winner.
I thought you picked him before. We were talking about it beforehand.
No, because I went completely random and I forgot to read and go deep in depth with all of these tweets and see what they really mean and how deep they went. Why they deserve this more than anyone else. And
how about this one right here, Savage?
Oh, yeah, that's the one I just read.
That's the one.
Yes.
All right.
That is absolutely the one.
Announce it.
All right. So we'll read off this guy's tweet and why he deserves it before we call out his name. So, first off, he sent several tweets.
He stacked it a little bit.
He did stack it.
We didn't give any rules.
We did not. It did not increase his chances, but it warmed my heart when I read it. So, it did increase his chances. So, at LF Manfield, at Rocket League, I think I deserve this game because I'm very busy working these days. I don't have any time to enjoy myself, and I can't play this game with my friends whenever I have free time because I don't own it. That's why I'd love to win
this awesome game.
Good luck, everybody.
Good luck, everybody.
Because apart from the fact that I'm very busy, this was quite the way to.
It was a monologue. It was a monologue.
He could have used really Twit longer. But
what's his name?
That's gonna bring us our winner of the copy of Rocket League. Who needs to add me on Steam so I can send it to him? Is Darth Gamer Pro.
Darth Gamer Pro! Congratulations, man. Pro. You do deserve some enjoyment in your life. Make sure you don't fall in too deep like old Noxy boy here has. But make sure you check out our podcast. We have some cool tips for newcomers to the game and stuff. So we've got a community for you to plug into if you don't already. There you go, bud.
Enjoy.
That brings us to our Rocket Tweeters, people who tweet about the show using the hashtag LFManfield or tagging us somewhere in the tweet, features you as a top Rocket Tweeter. We have the tippy-top awesome Rocket Tweeters who get special catchphrases if they do it so freaking often, which of course is Hanzo, Hattori, level 500 million bajillion, Ninja Black Belt Rocket Tweeter, thank you so much, Cal from Kansas, flying high, Cal. Flying high. Kaz Money.
It's actually
Kaz the Rocketeer.
Yeah. Okay. Just wanted to
make sure. Kaz Money is his catchphrase.
Oh, I thought his catchphrase was Kaz.
No, it's Kaz Money.
Oh, that's what I say. Kaz. Because he did change his name. It is now Kaz the Rocketeer. Which congrats on reaching Rocketeer. If that's what happened.
It is. I saw his tweet about it. We have Charlie. Fatality, Hotsum, Layup Boys, Sneaky, Harrison Anderson, Low Five, The Good Kyle, Pluto, Prime Thunder, Jack Coward, Kaylee Hastings, Eli, and of course Darth Gamer Pro. Thank you so much for tweeting about the show, guys. It really helps get us out there. We don't pay for any kind of advertisement or anything like that. We rely on your word of mouth, so telling friends and stuff about the show, especially through Twitter, really helps us out. Just want to say thank you to that.
Make sure to tweet at us at LFManfield, just in case you didn't know where to. I would like to thank Garrett and Turtle for coming onto the show today and really having some cool conversations with us about just a lot of professional Rocket League stuff and learning more about
that. I'm glad they talked about their passing plays. Yeah. Because I was going to bring it up and then I was like, oh, cool. They know that they'd pass a lot.
Going through that interview, all the questions, they were just like talking about them before we got to them. It was awesome.
It's true.
These guys are really good at what they do.
It's true. If you have any questions or topics that you would like for us to talk about on the show, send them to our Gmail. Also, going up this week, we will have our official podcast website that you'll also be able to submit topics to. But our Gmail is livefrommanfield@gmail.com, and our website is lfmanfield.com. It's not live yet as this episode goes up, but it will be live very, very, very soon. And of course, websites are made possible by amazing supporters.
And we just want to thank, you know, just like consider supporting the show. We have a Patreon set up and we really appreciate the support you guys give. And that helps us to do these cool things like making our website and giving out cool prizes and being able to do copies of Rocket League giveaways. We just want to thank all of our patrons, Guitarist, Umerix, Matthew, Pfeiffer, Geddon, Kaspar, Zeidel, Blaze, and the Epic Aerial Podcast, which, if you notice, my sweatshirt, if you're on the stream, is the Epic Aerial sweatshirt.
We've thought about several times making some Live from Manfield apparel swag. If that's something that you think you would be interested in, tweet at us. We don't want to make something that you guys don't want. So unless we see some interest and stuff from you guys, we're not going to go ahead and venture into that kind of stuff yet. But I don't know. We get enough requests. I was having some fun the other day designing some Live from Manfield t-shirts. I'm going to be honest. I get excited about wearing one, but I want to make sure there's more of you out there. Like us on iTunes. Leave a review if you want. You know, we have to say this cheesy crap at the end of the episode, but
did you happen to check iTunes to see if we had any new reviews?
You know what? I have not, but I'll pull that up right now.
So will I.
Faster than you.
And I'll do it on stream so everybody else can see it. Oh, no, my podcast app is like broken.
I'm on... Oh, gosh. Rocket. Oh, mine is too. Oh, all right. You're not fair. Hey, Hey, Rocket Jump always comes up when I type in Rocket.
Live from Enfield. That's us. Reviews.
All right, yeah.
Scrolling down.
We're number,
right, no
there.
New reviews.
Okay. Nope. Awesome. No reviews. Okay, cool.
Cool. All right, good to know.
Well, that's all right. That is going to do it for us this week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the live episode of Live from Enfield. This is our second ever live show, and it's really fun to do these things live. So we'll be doing these, you know, maybe every month, maybe every other month, whenever we
maybe
feel like we have some
more
really cool guests that we want to take to you guys live. Maybe even more frequently. It all depends
maybe,
on, you know, what you,
maybe
guys,
you guys,
what
you
guys think. You
guys reach out to us and let us know how you feel. We get that support. Maybe we'll show up.
This is a community.
More.
You know.
It's a community.
Savage and I like to talk to each other, but it's a community. Other than that, I'm Nox Phoenix.
I'm Savage.
And nice shot!
What a save.
Shot. Close one!
What a save. What a save. Savage. Savage.